This podcast is brought to you in partnership with Speak Studios and Speak Boise. Speak Boise is a community-driven studio space where voices from all walks of life can speak and be heard. You can find them on Instagram and Facebook at Speak Studios, Speak Boise, and at their website, speakstudios.com. Speak Studios. Speak and be heard. This podcast is also brought to you by Instant Imprints. Promote better with Instant Imprints. Instant Imprints are Boise's visual communications experts and your place for everything you need to promote your business, club, school, or group. As a locally owned business, Instant Imprints specializes in making your organization more visible with custom branded apparel, embroidery, promotional items, print services, and wide format printing for signs, as well as banners and vehicle graphics. Want better ways to get noticed? You better visit Instant Imprints at instantimprints.com/Boise or call 208-IMPRINT. That is 208-467-7468.
Welcome to Armed with Truth, a podcast for youth. I'm your host, Lisa Bruneel. My goal here is to empower the youth of today to become a sin-resistant generation. You youth are bombarded by Satan's temptations on every side, especially when it comes to immorality, lust, and pornography. I want to talk about truths that can strengthen you, safeguard you, and bring greater power into your life through the Savior Jesus Christ. Let's get started and be armed with truth. Today's episode is all about the truths surrounding pornography. Ask yourself, what is Heavenly Father's personal message for you right now in this episode of this podcast? The Holy Ghost will testify to you of the exact message Heavenly Father has for you right now today. Pornography use is intricately woven with lust and is one of Satan's most prevalent and powerful sexual temptations. Keeping ourselves morally clean and learning to become sin-resistant includes combating the plague of pornography. Way back in 2004, President Gordon B. Hinckley spoke about pornography. He said, "It grows increasingly worse. It is raging like a storm, destroying individuals and families, literally ruining what was once wholesome and beautiful." He said this in 2004. That's 17 years ago. 17 years of pornography continuing to grow increasingly worse and continuing to rage like a storm that destroys souls. I believe by the time most people reach adulthood, they have had some kind of exposure to pornography. Studies suggest that exposure to pornography by the age of 18 is inevitable. Many of us can remember the first time that we saw pornography. For me, I was 6 or 7 years old. I had gone over to play at a friend's house, excited to have fun. My friend lived with her dad and her grandma. She asked me if I wanted to see something and then led me into her dad's bedroom. When we walked into the room, it was as if time stood still. The walls were literally covered with posters of pornography. At that time in my life, I did not know what sex was, and I did not understand the things that I was seeing. My eyes moved from one poster to another and another. I felt confused. I was curious. I think I just wanted to make sense of what I was seeing. But I also felt funny. And this feeling came because I was stimulated by what I saw. I wanted to look closer. I wanted to understand. Simultaneously to these feelings, I also felt uneasy and unsure and definitely not okay. I felt almost a darkness in that room. Looking back on that experience, I see that there was a deep conflict even in my innocent and very, very young mind. There were conflicting feelings and conflicting urges, and in my inexperience, I literally froze. I can see now that I was feeling natural feelings of curiosity and attraction, along with impressions from the Holy Ghost that these things were not good. Most of us have been taught that pornography is wrong and dangerous and that we should stay away from it, but I think it's also helpful to know and understand that it can be attractive and stimulating, and that we may have a desire to see it and then to seek it out again and to see more of it. For me, that first exposure has always been a little bit clouded with shame. Even though it was accidental, I didn't want anyone to know about it. I didn't tell my parents or anyone else. I kept it inside, and keeping it a secret kept the images in my head. I can look back now and see that that experience and other similar experiences in my life gave me false ideas about sexuality. They encouraged false ideas and beliefs about my role in society and my value as a girl and as a woman. This was the beginning of Satan's lies to my heart about sexuality and intimacy. Thankfully, I also had the strong influence of the gospel and loving people around me who also promoted truth about sexuality, and truth about my worth and my divine roles. Each of our experiences with pornography and our reactions to our exposures will not be the same. Satan can use the temptation of pornography in a variety of ways to harm us, so it is critical to realize truth. One of the biggest truths is that Satan is the original founder of pornography. It is his tool and his temptation, and it is specifically designed to destroy our souls and bring us into bondage. Satan will use our exposures to pornography to shame us, to tear us down, to lure us with false promises, or to teach us lies. There are lots of opinions out there about pornography. So for clarity, let's turn to a definition from the church under gospel topics. It states, pornography is any depiction in pictures or writing that is intended to inappropriately arouse sexual feelings. Pornography is more prevalent in today's world than ever before. It may be found in written material, including romance novels, photographs, movies, electronic images, video games, social media posts, phone apps, erotic telephone conversations, music, or any other medium. When we consider that definition, it expands my view of pornography. Can you absolutely see that pornography no longer hides in questionable locations, waiting for someone to seek it out? Instead, it has become mainstream, surrounding us in visible and invisible places, a constant lure dangled by Satan. Pornography has evolved over the years. Instead of magazine centerfolds and nude photographs kept tucked away and hidden in dark and secret places, we have all kinds of pornography. And some of this pornography is marketed as mainstream entertainment and media. There has been a huge influx of so-called soft porn, or pornography that is just disguised as edgy entertainment. It is made to look not as bad, or maybe not as blatant as full nudity, but it is carefully designed to desensitize us and to lure us into deeper, darker, and harder forms. And the so-called hardcore pornography has also evolved. What used to be magazines and photos now consists of graphic and often violent videos. Videos where both men and women are degraded, demeaned, and abused, and where there is no limit and no end to the scenarios of sexual fantasy, violence, and deviancy. There has also been a revolution in pornography access. Movies, magazines, and venues used to be age-restricted, but with the advances of the internet and with the availability of smartphones, pornography has literally become accessible to anyone, anywhere, even in the palms of your hands with just the swipe of a screen. It is now more prevalent, more accessible, and more viewed than ever before. While some may seek pornography out intentionally, a person can also come upon it innocently, by accident, out of curiosity, or even as a victimizing element of abuse. There are many different reasons that people begin viewing pornography and many reasons that people continue to view it. Regardless of how a person is initially exposed, pornography use is dangerous for everyone. The Adventures of Pinocchio is a classic children's novel written in 1883 by Carlo Collodi. He was an Italian author, and this novel follows the adventures of a living wooden puppet who wants desperately to become a real boy. Pinocchio makes promises to his father Geppetto and to the Blue Fairy. He promises he's going to be good, that he's going to go to school, and he wants to do everything he can to prove himself so that he can be a real boy. All along the way, Pinocchio makes mistakes, but his father lovingly forgives him and continues to love him. He also has help from the Blue Fairy and a cricket who symbolizes his conscience. At one point in the story, Pinocchio's friend Lampwick tells him about a place called the Land of Toys. The boys are lured by a coachman who makes all kinds of promises to them. Come to the Land of Toys, a land where there's freedom and anarchy, a place where no one has to go to school and no one has to work, a place with no consequences and no law, where you can act as you please and spend all of your time having fun. The coachman then comes to pick up the boys in a wagon pulled by donkeys. In the time period when this story was written, in Italian culture, donkeys were symbolic of ignorance and stupidity. So in the story, the wagon pulled by the donkeys foreshadows the fate of the boys who come to the Land of Toys. The wagon takes the boys away, and initially, there is only play and no responsibility. It is as if all of their dreams have come true. But after months, something strange happens, and the purpose of the land is revealed. First, Pinocchio grows donkey ears. He doesn't want anyone to know. He's embarrassed, and he tells no one. He tries to hide his ears under his hat. He does all he can not to let the other boys know what is happening to him. Unbeknownst to him, the same thing is happening to all the other boys as well. And as time goes on, he and they can no longer hide what is happening. In a dramatic scene, they all fall onto all fours, their bodies writhing and twisting, and they are completely transformed into braying, kicking donkeys, with the last and final change being that they grow a donkey tail. Only one piece of humanness remains, a piece of their minds that allows them to feel and understand the full extent of the shame, embarrassment, and torture that they have landed in. The once inviting and joyous coachman now becomes a horrible and mean taskmaster who sells the donkeys for money. Oh, how this story parallels the destruction of pornography. We have a desire to become like Heavenly Father. We make mistakes all along the way, but our Heavenly Father loves us, forgives us, and wants to help us. Like the coachman in the story, Satan paints the temptation of pornography to look good and enticing. He promises pleasure, relief from our negative emotions, pressures, or trials. Satan acts as if he is our friend and as if he is offering something amazing. Pornography appeals to our natural desires of attraction and sexual desire, and so we have a bit of a war inside. We may feel the urgings and promptings of the spirit, but if we ignore them and drown them out, and instead listen to and follow the enticements of Satan, we are led away from Heavenly Father. Initially, pornography can feel good and exciting. It can bring pleasure, and it may seem harmless, but after some time, we begin to see its real effects. Pornography separates us from God and from the Holy Ghost. Do you remember from our last episode that separating us from God is Satan's ultimate desire and that temptations of lustful nature are especially effective at this? Continued pornography use changes us. We may begin to feel shame and embarrassment about it, but we want it to stay secret. As we try to hide our shame and hide our actions, we actually fall deeper and deeper into Satan's trap until we are caught in compulsive use or addiction. Pornography use can become an addiction where we surrender our will, where we can no longer control our thoughts, our feelings, our desires, or our actions, and we become prisoners. We feel hopeless, as if there is no way out and no way back, and at this point, Satan often buries us in shame, reminding us over and over again that we are bad, disgusting, worthless, and unlovable. How parallel are these two depictions? Pornography targets everyone. It is not an issue that only affects boys and men, as some would want us to believe. It affects us all. The view that it only affects boys and men is just another lie of Satan to make girls and women who are caught in pornography use to feel added shame and added self-loathing. But pornography use affects all. All people of all ages, races, and socioeconomic backgrounds. Children and teenagers' exposure to pornography is particularly alarming because of its addictive power and its destructive consequences, and because they are young and often harmed and hurt without knowing. The average age for first pornography exposure continues to drop. All of these things together have led to an increasing number of children and teens that have not only had to confront pornography addiction, but also deviant and violent sexual behavior and sexual exploitation. Pornography views those who harm it in many ways. It leads to the loss of the companionship of the Holy Ghost. It affects your brain and your mind, changing how a person views themselves, others, and even the world. It is progressively dangerous and addictive, and it leads to more and more frequent use and leads users to seek more perverse and violent forms. Pornography can affect the physical and emotional aspects of a person's ability to have sex, and it can lead to other serious sins. These are the ways that pornography harms individuals, but this is not even all. Often we fall into the trap of thinking that pornography is just a private issue. It only affects the user. But the truth is that pornography harms everyone. Within families, pornography causes feelings of betrayal and loss of trust. It can lead to infidelity and divorce. It distorts views of healthy sexuality and creates unnatural expectations and desires in relationships. It destroys relationships and families. Within society, pornography is inseparably linked to prostitution and sex trafficking. It promotes self-indulgence. It promotes violence, especially sexual violence against women and children. It objectifies individuals, and it destroys families, the basic units of society. These are the actual truths about pornography. And this is why you are counseled by prophets, leaders, teachers, and your parents to avoid pornography. It is not just because it is gross or disgusting or bad. It is because it is something that Satan uses to destroy your soul, to destroy your life, and to bring you pain, and to do that to as many people as possible. Satan's portrayal of pornography is that it brings pleasure and happiness, but these are lies. Pornography is a prevalent temptation that will likely affect every one of you. For that reason, it's important to know these truths and to learn how to combat it in your life. You can strengthen yourself against pornography and know what to do when you encounter it. You can be armed with the truth of pornography. The church has a powerful and amazing video created for children about pornography. It is called What Should I Do When I See Pornography? And it outlines three basic things to do. If you haven't seen this video, I urge you to watch it. Its simplicity and clarity will be profound And the Spirit will be able to teach you things that can strengthen you in your fight. I want to tell you about the three suggestions that the video gives for handling exposures to pornography. Number one, when you see it, call it what it is. Give your brain a clear message. If we think back on the definition that I read earlier, we can know that even forms of media that are made to appear innocent or look not so bad can be destructive. They desensitize us. They increase our appetites for more intense sexual content. So when you see something that arouses inappropriate sexual feelings, that's pornography. Even if it is not blatant images of naked people or sexual acts, call it pornography. Send your brain a message. Call it what it is, and most importantly, recognize that it is something from Satan specifically intended to destroy you. Number two, turn it off or turn away. When you recognize pornography, take action to get away from it. That means walk out of a movie, turn off your phone, turn off the music, leave the conversation. Get rid of the social media post. Unfriend those that continue to post that kind of material. Pull yourself away from the screen and turn it off. Such abrupt actions will remove you from the harm and will also help you to internalize your commitment to Jesus Christ and to sexual purity. Number three, talk to your mom, dad, or a trusted adult. It might be hard to tell someone you have seen pornography, but in my opinion, this is the most important part. I feel like it is the key to letting it go and getting it out of your mind. As a young child, when I saw the pornography on the walls of my friend's home, I didn't want to tell anyone, and keeping that secret kept the images in my mind. As I have learned through my experiences as a wife and mother, I have come to see that talking about pornography exposure brings it out of darkness and into the light. When you are able to tell someone, the images no longer have power over you, and you no longer have a secret with Satan that you are keeping from everyone else. These three simple steps can bring great power into our lives, power to handle unwanted exposure to pornography, as well as power to handle the times when we seek or search it out. One of the most dangerous parts about pornography, and maybe even the worst part about it, is that it is addictive. People might argue about whether to call it an addiction or call it a compulsive behavior, but the fact is that the invisible chains of lust and pornography are real and powerful, and they can seem unbreakable. Pornography use thrives in secrecy. It eventually pushes a person into spiritual and emotional isolation. Not only does the spirit withdraw from us, but Satan whispers lies of shame that lead us to withdraw from other good things in our life and good people. We withdraw from the love of God and often from the loving relationships of others around us. If you are caught in pornography use, it may seem like your past sins and mistakes have destroyed your life. It may feel like you have caused damage that you can never repair, and you may think that you can never repent, never be forgiven, never change, and never recover, especially if you have confessed pornography use before and you are caught in it again. But these things are simply not true. Jesus Christ has power greater than the power of Satan. Christ can change you. He has the power to redeem your soul and deliver you from the bondage of pornography. Escaping from the chains of pornography use starts with honesty, rigorous honesty, and the very first person you have to be honest with is yourself. If you're caught in the chains of pornography, admitting your problem may be the hardest but most important step you can take to start your path to healing and recovery. When you recognize your behaviors and you see the truth of what is happening in your life, the next step is to find someone to speak openly with about your struggles. Remember in the story of Pinocchio, how he tried to hide his ears under his hat and how that pushed him deeper and deeper into his problem? What would have happened if the boys would have talked about their ears? Maybe they could have escaped. We may fear the reactions of priesthood leaders and loved ones. We may fear that we will cause anger, pain, feelings of betrayal. We may think that no one could love us if they knew the truth. But all of these worries and fears come from Satan. He wants you to stay miserable, to stay within his power and bondage. You can break out of this isolation. The real truth is that confession is a blow to Satan that breaks the chains of shame and bondage. And every subsequent confession is another powerful blow to Satan and his chains. So if you have to confess over and over, know that every time is a blow to Satan, and every time makes you stronger. So take courage. Reach out to someone for help. Go to your bishop, your parents, and your leaders. They can help you to find the help you need to continue on a path to peace. The Savior has atoned for you personally, and he knows you. He is intimately aware of your sins and your weaknesses, and he is waiting for you to repent. He is waiting for you to come to him, to change. He loves you, and he calls you to come and be freed from the bondage. Find peace in his grace. His power is sufficient. His power is enough to redeem even your soul. Through a series of events and through the help of those who loved him, Pinocchio was able to escape his doomed existence as a donkey. At the end of the novel, he learns how to truly love others and becomes a real boy. Those who are caught in pornography use or addiction are not lost. They can awaken, they can be redeemed, they can be changed and become powerfully engaged in God's work. They can still have all of the promised blessings. However you have been affected by pornography, whether you are seeking to strengthen or protect yourself, or whether you've been brought into bondage, know that Jesus Christ is here for you. The miracles and the products of his atoning power and his love can help you. He can free you from the bondage of Satan. He can also strengthen you in the fight against pornography. Jesus Christ is mightier than Satan. Pornography is not a surprise to him. He has prepared you with the things that you need to fight it. And his power is mightier than pornography. He can heal all those who have been affected in any way. Jesus Christ is the answer, the hope, and the light to every problem we face on earth. And he is the answer, the hope, and the light to this one. He is the way to combat pornography. Today's truth takeaways. Satan is the original founder of pornography. Pornography is specifically designed to bring God's children into bondage. Pornography harms individuals. Pornography harms families. Pornography harms society. You can take action when you see pornography. Call it what it is, turn it off or turn away, tell your mom, dad, or a trusted adult. If you are caught in compulsive pornography use or addiction, there is hope and you can be freed. Jesus Christ is mightier than Satan and mightier than pornography. Let's return to our first question. What's the personal message that God has for you today? Is he inviting you to learn more about a specific truth, to make a change or take a specific action? As you act on the truths that you have learned, greater power will come into your life, the power and the strength to follow Jesus Christ. I can't wait to hear what you do, and you can let me know on Facebook and Instagram, at Armed with Truth Podcast. Keep coming back. Heavenly Father has so much more in store for you here on Armed with Truth. Thanks for joining me here today on Armed with Truth. As we learn truth together, we become more valiant disciples of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, a stronger part of His battalion, and a truly sin-resistant generation.